You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, and maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Hey, that's me. Y'all, what is up? It is Friday Night Hype with your girl, BB. I'm so excited to get into this interview. Y'all, I had to get my cousins back on. It's Cousin Takeover Part 2. I'm low-key trying to get them to be co-hosts. So if y'all want them to be co-hosts on the low, you know, just let me know. Let me know on We Talk Radio if you want them to be co-hosts with me. Because I would love for them to be my co-host. I think they offer a very interesting perspective. And y'all, you know, we'll get into, you know, that part later on in the show. Because when we were doing it, I was bewildered by some things they were saying. But y'all, I'm ready to get this started. Let's go. We Talk Radio team. Let's get into this interview. We'll be right back, y'all.
What happened at the New Orleans?
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbreads and collard greens. Oh yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. I slay, get your song played on the radio station. I might get your song played on the radio station. You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. And I want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com. Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hey, y'all. What's up, what's up, what's up? It is Friday Night Hype with DB. It's your girl DB here. And, y'all, we did a cousin takeover last week, and y'all responded to it real well. So we got a part two for y'all. We are about to, you know, get into some good topics, some, you know, interesting fun things. Interesting. But, yeah, y'all, we got D and T here. Introduce yourselves to the show. I know y'all introduced yourselves last time, but y'all say what's up to the people.
What's your girl? It's T Montana. What? No. What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, T Montana. There we go.
There we go.
It's your boy.
Hey, yo, I trimmed my beard, bro. My jaw structure is
look,
crazy.
It's giving me, like, really, like, what's his name? What's his name from Stomp the Art?
I get that.
Columbus Short.
Columbus Short.
Columbus Short.
Give me Columbus Short vibes.
Columbus Short vibes. Like,
he was like the, wasn't the fraternity like Alphas, right?
He was an Alpha, yeah.
It's very giving me much so Columbus Short. Like,
no, it's giving me Neo.
Really, really, you know, clean, good.
It's giving me Neo vibes.
Neo vibes.
Neo. All right. So, y'all, I was sick of my hair. How was y'all's weekend? How's y'all's week been? How y'all been doing?
Well, I've been working, you know, trying to chase a bag before it chased me.
So let the bag chase you.
Yeah. This has probably been, like, probably the most stressful week I've had in a minute.
New apartment.
That's okay. A fact, though. I think that's, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
he's there. When is the housewarming? I'm over there.
You know what's so crazy, bro? My mom asked me that, and it's so weird, bro. It's like, I don't mind, like, having little segments of, like, my squad. You know what I mean? You and Martin and Destiny. But it's like, I don't like a lot of people at my freaking, like, spot like that. I'm just not a – I'm not a host guy. I just – you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to tell you, too. I'm going to send you this link, bro, so you should come to the jazz concert. I don't know if you guys like jazz, but
– No, I love jazz.
Yo, I went to the jazz concert. Remember I was telling you I went with Asha?
Yeah.
You got to go. You got
to
go.
Is this like a weekly Alexis thing?
I think
is it like
Alex
come to the same
somebody
spot?
No, it's my mom is friends with this famous jazz player. He's really dope, right? And so they
Marcus
play.
Marcus Anderson?
Yeah, Marcus Anderson. And so,
oh, okay. I've never heard of him.
And so like it's black, though. You know what I mean? It's black.
Yeah, because a lot of the jazz concerts that we used to go to, like when we were little, it was a whole bunch of, no offense to the white artists, because they're very talented, but it was just a whole bunch of, like, white artists there. But, I mean, there were black people in the audience. There were a good amount of black people in the audience. And it was
no,
much fun.
For sure. It's so,
yeah,
like, no, so you got, like, you know what I mean, stuff like this to where it's, like, people are.
Are they like up and dancing?
Yeah, no, I mean not. It wasn't necessarily dancing, but like everybody's vibing. Everybody has their own little section seated, but everybody's vibing. Like, they're playing songs by her. They're playing like different.
Oh, like new stuff.
Yeah, like a little bit of everything. Old songs and the Jagged Edge. Like it's one of them.
Oh, okay. I need to go. But is this the whole VIP situation where y'all were not supposed to be, or was that the Jagged Edge concert where y'all weren't supposed to be in the VIP?
Well, it's both.
Both? So you got kicked out both days?
I didn't get kicked out of no section.
I didn't get kicked out. It wasn't really kicked out. It was more like they kind of, me and my mom was sitting there like, hey, these seats. And I'm like, what you mean these seats is reserved? I'm like, it was a little bar. Like they was a little bar. Like, it was
little bar
stools.
Like,
they were,
the ones that cost the arm and the leg.
Yeah, I'm like, it's my mom's birthday. I'm like, bro, how much are they? Like, get it for
her. Right.
Yeah, she's like, it's like, $500. I said, Mom, get your stuff. Get your
purse.
Get your purse.
Get your friends. Brush this off real quick. You know.
That is my mom's birthday. What you mean?
And I'm like, get your stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, let's get keys. We don't need to be here.
Right. Like, what? Because that cup's expensive, so.
We're about to go stay in my bathroom.
Oh, mommy.
That's crazy. But that when you were crazy. Talking about that, that's crazy. When you were talking about. when you were talking about hosting a lot of people, like this weekend for 4th of July, we had a lot of our family come in. And, you know, when the house has been clean all week, and then you're like, people are coming.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I
know how y'all feel because y'all would have the Christmas parties or Christmas Eve parties every year. Y'all, I know. I mean, you probably left the same.
Ooh, I know that cleanup session was horrible.
I know it was terrible. Terrible. Your mom would post Snapchats of
waking
the boys up and, like, early in the morning, like 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, like, hey, you got to clean up. Oof.
But I think that's what I'm saying. Like, each person's different. I'm not the host guy. I'm goes to the party.
You're right. I'm going to the party and then go back to my
and then go back home.
Right. All right, I'll holler at you.
I'm not.
Right. I'll holler.
I'm not. All right, I'll holler for real. So,
Yeah.
We'll see.
But I'm going to wish you luck. I'm not going to mess up anything. If I got to bring my own Tupperware, plasticware,
shoes off at the door.
Nah. If it ain't there, I probably do. I talked to my mom about it. I was like, Mom, we can do something. I want to wait till the pool. The pool's almost finished, so I might just want to just wait till like
the pool
first
is open, and then if you gotta go to the bathroom, you can go
y'all
look
can come
at
see
it.
The
come
crib.
Back.
This is nice. Let's go back.
Nice.
I got you.
So it's really a pool party.
Got it.
That's more what I can do.
Yeah.
So it's a pool party. Come visit the house.
Yes. Come
back
come
outside.
Yeah,
I
got you.
I get it.
Speaking of pool
so
party,
smart.
Guys. Right. Mark is having a pool party. He's having a pool party next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, his birthday is next Saturday.
Yes. No, his birthday is Friday.
Marcus.
His
happy birthday.
Next Friday. The cancer.
Yeah,
shout out to the cancer.
Huh?
He's getting a day, right?
Oh, I'm not picking up on
you. Oh, Baja, what we should do?
But wait, yo, we got to.
Yep.
That was funny. Okay. Well, y'all, we will be right back.
Thanks.
Okay, y'all, we'll be right back. Y'all making me forget. On Friday Night Hot.
Boom! Hey, yo, you what? Yo, you what?
Get off the stage!
Get off the
Okay, y'all making me forget. Y'all are distracting me. This is my show. Anyways, y'all, we'll be right back with Friday Night Hot with GB and my beautiful co-host. We'll be right back, y'all, on We Talk Radio.
Your co-host.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, okay. Frick.
All right. We are back.
Oh, Frick, we back. Y'all. We back.
Y'all are a mess. Mm-hmm. If y'all really need, y'all can text on the side.
Okay, real quick, let me see.
All right, put in the chat or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you can put in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody get in the chat. Everybody talk on
it's
the chat.
It's only 3 people I'm in the chat. It's only 3, everybody get in the chat. Anyway, all right.
On We Talk Radio.
Oh, recently.
Blog Talk.
Right. Okay, so recently, I saw a post on the Cultural Center. Ooh, back to all the way up. Culture Central. The Culture Central page on Instagram. And they said the kings of R&B are Chris Brown, Giveon, Daniel Caesar, Brent. Ooh, do you pronounce it Fias?
Yeah.
Fias. Giveon, Brifias, Sir. I don't know if y'all know who Sir is. He's really
good.
Anderson Paak. Masego. Masego. And they added Miguel.
Right.
So who out of that list?
There's no debate, Chris Brown.
Oh, absolutely. But who would y'all add? Who would y'all add to the list?
Chris R.B. Usher.
Well, I would say because you can tell it was a generational thing, like younger. Not saying Chris Brown. I mean, not saying Usher is old. He is older. I think that's a different. You know, that's 90s, early 2000s. I mean, he's still dominating now, but it was just a different level, different era of R&B. I feel like this new era of R&B. Who are the kings to y'all?
Of what?
Of jazz.
I got some jazz artists. Don't play now.
You like jazz?
So you said the king
you
of
like
R&B.
Jazz?
So when you said the king of R&B, like how far back are we going?
Well, I would say like I guess like Maja really. I mean, growing up with Maja, the only music I would really listen to is the music that Maja listened to. So growing up, I really didn't know what to listen to. Maja always was on YouTube looking at Chris Brown music videos, and so I'm. So I'm like,
oh,
I like him.
That's a fact.
I like the people that she like. Sean Kingston was really popular at that time. Not like super popular.
Beautiful girl.
Why it ain't never work. I remember my mom speaking of that song. She was like, you can't say suicidal. That's a bad word. And I didn't know what suicide was, so I was like, what? I was how is that a bad word? It's like it's not blurred out in the like in the radio version. Like if you know when you can, you know, it's not you know unclean.
That's
so
that's
anyway.
Crazy because like songs like that really like puts me back to when I was like young. Like it really
yeah,
gets
it
like
it really
MA.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I was listening to Wall to Wall the other day, and it's I know every. Single. That's my favorite Chris Brown song.
It's
Wall to Wall. Cause I remember when the music video came out and me and Maja were trying to learn the choreography. We were like,
yes,
you know, we were trying to learn the choreography. Really thought we were doing something. Really wasn't. But I would say to this day, Chris Brown is probably the king.
Yeah, he is.
In this generation,
I think so.
I'm trying to think of somebody else.
It's like it's so.
There's so many people that try to be.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it's so much not a debate. It's so much not a debate. I can't even think about who would be second. To be honest with you,
if you could put up Chris Brown and somebody else in a versus, who would you do?
Say that one more time.
If you would put somebody like Chris Brown in a versus,
who would you pick?
He, see, the thing is, he can't go up against anybody in our generation because, like, exactly. he was dominating from when I was, like, four to, like, now, I mean, still now. Like, he has so many, like, I see his Instagram, and he has, like, 15 different features. He'll be like, oh, this is out now. Next day, yeah. this is out now. Next day, this is out now. I'm like, oh, my God, like, he works a lot.
I think all his old stuff is, like.
I would like him to break pressure.
Yeah,
yeah,
see, the thing
I would,
is, that's what
that.
A lot of people want,
fine.
But he can't call
yeah,
against Usher when it comes to, you
yeah,
know, his
sure.
early,
yeah.
early stuff.
But Usher was, you know, you got to think about, because Usher was like my mom, too, you know.
Right.
Usher was that era, too.
But that's why I would want to do it, though.
Yeah,
I would
so
want to
like,
see, like.
The simple fact,
right.
to see who got that spot.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing with Versus is, like, on the BET Awards, DJ Envy from the Breakfast Club, he asked, well, Kim, who she wants to go up against, and she automatically said Nicki. And I'm like, well, I think
I don't think that's
I think better. Nicki would go better with, I mean, I don't really know who she would go better with, because, again, kind of like Chris, Nicki kind of,
yeah.
there wasn't really a lot
I think
of people
Kim
competing
and
with her.
Maybe, because that's the era.
I got
and
Nicki and Rihanna.
Nicki and Cardi, maybe.
See,
like, but
you thought of like.
But it's like Cardi is like on another level now. Like
oh, absolutely.
Cardi is
I know more of, I don't, all the Barb fans, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, don't kill me, but I know more Cardi's music, like, verbatim, than more of, like, Nicki's music, because when I was
I know
young,
a lot of
I couldn't really listen to Nicki's music.
Nicki
like, I remember hearing her song, the Super Bass for the first time on the radio, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I love this song. I used to love that song. And then, like, my mom was like, oh, this has cuss words in it, so I can't listen to it. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I just won't.
I think like, Nicki would wash the floor with Cardi, personally.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think she re-released her mixtape, and it's just like, that's like the Young Money, Cash Money boys.
Yeah,
era. Like,
that's crazy.
That was a very defiant era.
That era,
Cardi,
yes, but now, no.
Yeah,
Cardi has no ties to that.
No, I'll do Mecca Stallion and Cardi.
Nah.
That's what it is. Like, again, it's like, that's like Southern. Well, and then, well, one, Cardi is, you know, from New York, so she has a different sound than Nicki. Like,
yeah.
Like, they just did a Trina versus Eve versus. And I personally know more Eve songs than Trina songs, but Trina's from the South, so I resonate more with her music and her sound than I would Eve. Does that make sense? I know. I'm breaking it down too much. But
Nicki and Rihanna, I think that'd be fire.
Nicki and Rihanna?
Even though that's two different genres, bro, I think that so far as star power and amount of hits,
right.
I think that would be.
They have a song together.
I can see where you say that.
I can see what you're saying.
That's
but
the
kind
only
of the
reason why
I
say
is,
that.
Kind of the same as, like, I feel like Rihanna reached the star power of Beyonce. I mean, she'll never be a Beyonce. But I feel like. Kind of
but
like
that's another thing. Like, would you want to see
like
Rihanna?
She,
and Beyonce
Rihanna can't go up against anybody, just like Nicki can't really go up against anybody. Like, Beyonce definitely can't go up against anybody. Like, I would see like one person I would see going up against each other is Mariah Carey and like a Mary J. Blige. Obviously, Mary J. Blige. See, the thing is, that's hard because Mary J. Blige is like that was a whole era.
Mary J. Blige and Fantasia.
Yes.
That's two different eras, though.
I'm different.
I know you're different,
but that's two
different. People are saying
like
Fantasia versus
Fantasia
Jennifer Hudson, and I'm like, Fantasia would watch Jennifer
her?
Hudson, even though Jennifer Hudson is a stronger, more classical singer.
I can see that. I can see Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia. But
the only Jennifer Hudson song I know is, I won't like living under your sun. That's the only Jennifer Hudson song I know.
She gonna sing, come out with some dream girls.
Your spotlight.
She gonna come out with some dream girls.
And then she could bring out Beyonce and
a whole movie coming out too. It's crazy.
I know her Aretha movie.
Aretha.
She probably bring out some of that. You know, she could probably do covers. No disrespect, but yeah. All right. Well, who would y'all like to see? Well, did we establish the king of R&B? I'm sorry. Going back to that.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Breezy. Okay. So, I saw this debate on the Shade Room. I'd like to get y'all's take on it. It says, if someone you're cool with doesn't invite you to their birthday party, would you assume there's an issue? I was having this convo the other day, and I want to know what y'all think. There's an issue to me.
Guys are different. I really wouldn't give a rat's behind. Like, I didn't, like...
Well, like you're, well, it says, like, someone you're cool with, someone you're close to. You would not be... Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends on how close we are.
I mean, even if it was Alex, and that's, you know, I consider him, you know, dang near a brother. And, like,
right.
If he invited, like, if he had a birthday party or whatever, and, like, didn't invite me,
mm-hmm.
I'd crack a joke, and I keep pushing.
Right.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, you'll be like, oh, is that
me? Like, there's a reason why you didn't invite me, but I wouldn't
yeah.
assume it.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't assume it.
I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I wouldn't trip. Like,
maybe it's because I'm young. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad. I would just know, okay, well, we see how, you know, we rock with each other, and I would
yeah.
just wouldn't.
Yeah, well, let's say this.
We're going to talk about it. I'm not going to.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
There's an issue. There's an issue. She didn't say anything about being mad. She said, was there an issue? Does that make sense?
There's going to be an issue. There's always going to be an issue just because, for the simple fact is, I thought we was, you know, somewhere.
Exactly.
No, like you couldn't even give me a explanation as
yeah,
to
like,
why.
Hey, I have a birthday party coming up. I'm sorry about you.
Yeah, like, all right. Good.
Having a birthday party. I mean, obviously, like when I was 19 and 20, I was in college. But like, that's me not letting anybody know. Hey, I'm coming back. I'm having a birthday party, and I didn't invite y'all. Y'all, well, that family's different. Like, let's say I didn't invite y'all.
Cool
like, family. Is family a bigger
cool.
issue than friends?
What is cool with me? Friend or best friend? It's a big difference.
See, well, cool, I would say best
if
friend.
If we cool, best friend, okay, best friend, yeah, like we definitely got wrapped. A
right.
friend, I don't care.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
That's somebody you're cool with. I mean, I guess you're cool with your friends.
But
I'm thinking
I'm
of more
like,
of like
nah,
a best friend situation.
Like, if it's my best friend, I would never be like, yeah, me and him are cool. Like, nah, like that's my guy. Like.
Yeah.
Right. Or let's say this. Well, let's say family, and let's say, I mean, you know, Maj, you have a fiance, so it's different. But let's say Xavier, you had, or D, you know, whatever you're going by for the show.
Big D.
Your boy.
The boy.
Like, let's say your significant other didn't invite you to her birthday party.
My girlfriend?
Is that a problem? Yes.
My girlfriend
well, let's
did not.
Let's say y'all are talking.
Or my main.
Wait a minute, what?
It's a difference.
Sweet baby Jesus.
It's a difference. A girlfriend versus
yes,
a
it is a difference.
It's a big
wait,
difference.
Whoa. Let's back the train up.
You need to get some better lighting, Hope.
You got to explain to me. So you said your girlfriend and you said the main?
It's a difference between a girlfriend and a main chick.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big difference.
A big
I'm
difference.
Not lying.
No,
it's a big
difference. I'm lost.
It's a big difference.
No, I get it.
You got your main.
No, I don't get it, but.
You got your main thought, and then you got your girl that you claim.
Okay, so you don't claim the main. That's just.
Potential.
I am not. Girlfriend. Let's just solidify girlfriend. So
okay,
she is
okay,
girlfriend,
girlfriend,
or she is somebody
I'm
you are talking to, someone you are
in a
relationship
with. I'm going to break it down for you. Girlfriend, I'm posting on social media. Main chick, I'm not posting jack. Because she's my main. If she's my main, then more than likely there might be a
but
tie.
The main means, like, number one, so she's not be your girlfriend.
No, because if you're talking
if
to
you
somebody.
If you can't take it to mom, it's a wrap.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If you're talking to somebody, you're not going to post them because they haven't
right.
got that spot yet.
Exactly.
Girlfriend, you're mine. Like, all
right, right.
cool, I got no other hoes or whatever. I'm posting.
Okay, right, exactly. So your girlfriend, your significant other, whatever you want to call her.
My girlfriend.
If she does not invite you to her birthday party. Would you be upset? Would you be upset? Would there be an issue?
There'd be a whole issue. Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's
all I want to know.
Yes.
But it's the girl that you were talking to. That's not your girlfriend. So is that your
main?
I don't care.
All Why do you call it a maid?
No, it's not an issue. It's not an issue. If my maid.
Okay, that's not an issue.
No.
Yeah, that's weird because y'all are talking and y'all wouldn't talk about the, how, like, her birthday's coming up. You wouldn't be like, hey, what you doing for your birthday?
It's different, bro, because, like, if you're my girlfriend, I plan on marrying you. If you're my maid,
right.
I do not plan on marrying you.
Right, but a birthday party is that doesn't have nothing to do with marriage.
No, I do, because I'm not coming to no birthday if, let's say, next a couple months ago, I'm not going to see you. Like, you know what I mean? And then, too, you understand birthdays?
Is this how men think?
Think about it. Girls take birthdays serious, because if it's a birthday, more than likely your parents are going to be there.
Right. Well, no, because let me not say no. Let's say you have two separate occasions. Most people do. Let's say, you know, you're going out, or like you for your birthday, like you have something with, like at your
family
house.
Family and friends.
And then you had something, did you go to a club or something? I don't know.
It was really just one thing, though. It was really just one thing.
Oh, right. So you had something with your family and friends. Let's say you went to a club with just your friends. That's two different instances. You would invite your main to the club, right, with your friends, or would you not? And not invite her to, or maybe you would. I don't know.
To be honest, bro.
I feel like I'm confused.
To be honest, it would just be like me and my main would do something separate, me and her, and then she's probably not gonna come to probably neither.
All right. Well, we could take another break right there, put a pin in it, and we'll be right back, y'all. Y'all let me know what y'all think, because this is very interesting. Very, very interesting. But we'll be right back, y'all.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
We back at it again. Okay.
That's funny.
So what? What's funny?
I'm not just stupid.
Oh. Okay, this one's a little long, so I'm going to have to read it. I'm going to try to sum it up. But so this lady on this website called Smash the Topic, I was looking at, you know, this lady's post, and she said, my husband lost his job, and I'm considering leaving him. She said, my husband is a plastic surgeon, and he previously made $500K to $700K a year with bonuses at his practice. He was recently let go due to COVID, reducing plastic surgery patient load. He's a doctor, and he has only been able to find general practice work. His highest offer has been $250K, and he's considering accepting the offer. I know we need money, but I don't want him to get used to working a low salary and not working hard to get back up to his mid-sixes that we're accustomed to. He used to give me $10,000 a month allowance, which has been slashed to $3,000 a month. I had stopped getting my nails, hair, salon services. My monthly shopping has been reduced significantly. I know he might recover, but he might not. I also know my worth and what I am accustomed to. I feel gross having to accept this sort of lifestyle. I know there's no other men. I feel like there are other men at his old practice that clearly make more than $500K a year, and there's no reason I can get one of those men. When we don't have kids yet, and I just don't want to settle for some loser with mediocre ambitions. What should I do? Would you leave your partner if they were successful and they, like, cut, you know, they lost their job due to the pandemic? And, you know, she doesn't have a job, clearly. It doesn't sound like it. She is now given $3,000 a month in allowance. And she was given $10,000 before that. So would you leave?
You better take that junk. Take it or leave it on me. Just went down to
$3,000. If my husband was giving me $10,000, it's still money.
Yes, it doesn't say. It's money. It's money.
Money is money. We are in COVID times. I know things are opening up, but we are in COVID times. Xavier as RD. As the man, you know, in the conversation, if you were the husband making this much money and she was considering leaving you, what you gonna do, bro?
First of all, I ain't giving no $10,000.
Get that out of the way right now. There's no allowance.
That's like, yeah. We both need to have jobs, baby.
what the frick? And then two, the fact that you even contemplating leaving me, you can shake.
Right. I was about to give you this 3,000.
Call me a little
easy 3,000.
Get off the crib. But are they married?
Yes, they are married. That is her husband.
Half is crazy.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Yo, half is crazy, fam. So I might kind of give it that three piece.
Dang,
yeah.
That's crazy.
They don't have kids. That's the thing.
Oh.
So it's easier for her to leave.
Yeah, she out of there.
No, yes, she is.
Yeah, if they had kids.
Bye-bye.
But, yeah, like, why is she getting an allowance?
Yeah, why is she getting an allowance?
Why doesn't she have a job?
Because she white.
Oh.
Boot?
You never know. She could be black. You don't know.
Boy, she's white, bro. Look it up.
To all my white listeners out there, I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
No, I'll let you laugh.
No, I'm like, for real. Anyways,
No cap. But, like, allowance, I don't be hearing nothing about no allowance to the black community. I don't hear allowance.
Yeah, you never know.
I've never heard about
allowance. He could be an amazing black surgeon with a beautiful black wife. So maybe the surgeon is black and the wife is white.
Did y'all get an allowance?
See.
What? I did not touch no allowance. You know,
you know what? Let's reverse these roles. So let's say the woman.
My mama tell me you don't get paid for what you're supposed to do.
Very much so. Like when, like, Rye, my cousin, she would say sometimes she would get an allowance.
Yeah, and that's messed up. I told my mama she done got soft. That's crazy. That's my sister.
She got soft. Lord of mercy.
She done got soft. Allowance.
I'm here looking out the window talking about some allowance.
My fiance, he got an allowance. He got $2 a day.
$2.
He got $2 a day.
That's better than what a lot of little kids admit. If some, I didn't get nothing.
I wish I would have. I'm up here.
I didn't even get money for good. I would get money sometimes for good grades. That would be like it's just like, okay,
That's
what
they got.
Right, no, really. They got a bonus that month.
I know you made straight A's, but I ain't got it this time.
Yeah, awesome. Ask your daddy.
What? Ask your mama.
He told me to ask you.
Now he told me to ask you.
Boy, how many times I heard that.
Yeah.
Goodness. It's crazy. Shout out to the new millennium. They get the lounge.
Are you, Team Montana?
Shout out to the lounge, bro.
Team Montana, I know you have a beautiful baby.
Good, Nikki.
Is she going to get an allowance? No, is she not?
No, ma'am.
No? Well, are your future kids getting allowances?
You need to work for what you do.
Huh?
Are your future kids going to get an allowance?
No, it's a negative.
You are going to vacuum. You are going to do all the things that I do, and then some.
Yeah, like, she gets straight A's or something like that.
If you're not paying nothing around here, what do you need to get?
But guess what? You need to get the allowance.
Where are you going?
And whose gas you using?
Whose gas are you taking? Because I'm going to need all that back.
The allowance is, it helps, shows them about, money and stuff, skills, money management.
I may do some stuff.
We give the two girls, like, we have money boxes for them. Anytime they do something good or anything like that,
That's more of an incentive than an allowance. Because allowance is, it's a reoccurring thing.
No, it ain't reoccurring. Nothing.
Oh, the money box is not
all right.
Got
Are they
it.
On a subscription?
Fasting.
That's what you're asking. Are they on a subscription?
Once every couple months.
That's a negative.
Nah, ladies, you got like $20 in there.
I thought you said $200. I said, excuse me?
No,
I'm about to be in that hole.
Right, I'm about to be Legacy, where's your money box?
It is a legacy.
Your legacy, do you have gas money?
Yeah, but we talking about that time for that.
At all.
Ooh, y'all.
Subscription.
Oh, okay, y'all, last topic, real quick. Before we do that. So it says, at what age should your parents stop paying your phone bill? The NFL player, Rashad Weaver, he said, my mom decided today, on her birthday, she wanted to break 23 years of trust and bond we had built by telling me, I'm in the NFL, I need to pay for my own phone bill, and I felt betrayed. So my mom still pays for my phone bill.
Well, you know, I can't say that because we're on the same plan, but I put my money in for my bill, but like for my portion, I should say.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, for the simple fact is I really honestly, I don't know when I stopped paying for my phone bill because it's kind of, I really have always paid for it.
Ooh, independent.
Not like that. I mean, no, when I was in high school, when I was in college, I didn't pay for it. College, I didn't pay for it at all. High school, when I had my Six Flags job, she made me pay for it. So it's like, for the simple fact, it's not consistent. It's like, I've always really paid for it.
Always when you get a job, all of a sudden bills start coming up.
Right. They are automatically just start stacking up. So, yeah, I don't know. I really honestly, I don't know when I stopped paying for my phone bill. Or, yeah, if I don't know.
I for sure don't pay my phone bill. So, yes, I'm
sorry.
I'm not going to say.
I heard somebody's, you know what? I was with Miss Kia D and D's mom, and I didn't know they listened to the show. They were coming up to
my
me.
Mom?
They were like, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Hey, mom.
Hey, mom.
Shout out to my mom. Mom, I made it.
I didn't mean that. I promise.
Wait, my dad paid my joint. He ain't watching this.
Yeah, no. Funny thing is my mom said that she heard the show, and she thought she was adding you into the group message, but she really added your dad, and was like, "Hey, y'all need y'all's own show. Y'all need."
Oh yeah, she was saying that. She was
y'all.
Saying.
And he was like,
"Y'all needed your own." But I feel like it wouldn't be.
If
I wasn't here, if I was y'all's guest co-host, would y'all do a show every week? I don't think so. Nothing.
You said every week.
This is a very
once a month.
We got to keep you yearning for more. Keep you yearning. I want to keep
I
you
love
yearning.
I love once a year kind of thing. I think that's, you're going to be yearned till, you know what I mean?
Christmas gift.
Thanksgiving.
No, I wouldn't do a Thanksgiving. What were thanks before?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I'm so, this is random. What's your favorite season?
Definitely fall.
Summer, fall.
Summer? It's hot.
I didn't say summer. I did not say summer. I said my birthday.
Okay.
It's a national
Well, my
holiday.
Favorite season is fall. My least favorite season is actually during my birthday. It's spring. Spring is so up and down. It rained. It was freaking snowing. Literally a couple weeks before my birthday. It was crazy.
Fall, I love fall, bro.
Fall is the best. The one thing I don't like about fall is the beginning of school, but.
shout out to the no schooler.
Guys, it's been fun. I enjoy myself when I talk to y'all. I'm glad I learned the difference between a mate and a girlfriend, because it's very, very important. Very important.
That's very
important.
You need to know that.
I really didn't. I was so lost. That's what I was saying. When you said girlfriend and then you said something else, and I said, wait, what? I was so lost.
Is
but I don't be knowing. No, I know.
Yeah, you need a title. I have to have a title. Your main, you can't say I'm your main. because it's probably a side into the left. Into
everybody
back,
thinks
the right.
That name.
Everybody thinks the name.
Is this a personal experience, Dave?
I'm putting y'all on game right now. I'm putting y'all on game.
Please.
Yep.
Put me on all the games. 2K, Madden, everything.
For real.
All that. We need all
that. All the games.
It's a difference, for real. So,
Mario Kart, everything. Please.
Make sure you know your role.
Make sure. I
well,
know
when,
mine.
When the time comes, I'll make sure my role is known. But the role is not for her. Period.
No
mine. All right, y'all. We're going to go. D, if you'd like to close out a sound prayer.
Ooh, that's light.
If you could close a sound prayer real quick.
I'm weak.
I know God's shining on me.
That's a fact. Come on, man. Hold on. Let me get that.
All
right.
Oh, I was
going
to take a screenshot. Go ahead.
Melody. Right. Dear Lord, I want to say thank you once again for another opportunity to come together as family, as cousins, as friends, to be able to just kind of laugh, joke, talk about some real life situations, and also educate the viewers. We also want to ask that for the other viewers that, I mean, for future listeners, that they can be able to take something away from our episode. We ask that future episodes can go well, and we pray that everybody has a productive week. In Jesus' name, praise. Amen.
All right, y'all. Amen. Bye. We love y'all. Peace out. Y'all have a great week and a great weekend.
We Talk Radio.
On We Talk Radio. Friday night, yeah. On We Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Yeah. Those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need to hide, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. Every time, yeah, 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, zipping low key. I'm zipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text Kid Game Wireless, throw a sack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top floor, right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, tossing in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot say. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Back the fuck up all the brr, brr, brr. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the sky, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna press my. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna take that ride, yeah. I'm gonna press my line. I wanna green like I wanna be like I wanna press my mama dear, spare your feelings. I'm reliving moments, feeling more residual. I can buy the building, burn the building, take it, rebuild the building just some more.
I can justify my love for you and touch the sky for God to stop the beating wall.
Put the f- on the pedestal, put the f- on the high hoop. That's the die for.
Heat a pipe or pick the peppers. I can pick your brain and put your heart together. We depart the shady parts, the party heart, the diamond shores, the cool forever. My best shot just might shoot forever, like
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time, I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Y'all, that episode, though. That show, though. Y'all, I have probably the most craziest, funniest cousins on the planet. I'm just, I know that's a bold statement to make, but y'all, this episode was crazy. I learned a lot of things, but mainly what a main is and what a girlfriend, and you know, girlfriend and the difference between the two. I thought, you know, if you call somebody your main, that's, you know, your girlfriend, and then the side was the side chick, you know, but hey, you learn new things. Every single day, I was over here cracking up. But y'all, if y'all had any special moments from the show and if y'all want to call in, please call in at 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456. Press the number 1 if you want to, you know, if you want to chop it up real quick. I know we got a couple minutes left, but, you know, I heard some, you know, some listeners want to talk to me about what was going on. But, yeah, again, y'all press the number 1, call in at 563-999-3456, and y'all press the number 1 because, y'all, I learned a lot. Again, shout out to, you know, my listeners out there. Y'all hold it down every single time. I'm so happy that y'all tune in every week with me. I hope y'all are enjoying this as much as I am, because even though, you know, we did the show, we pre-recorded the show, it's like listening, it's like back to what I was saying and back to what my cousins were saying. That was absolutely crazy. Just, you know, listening back on, you know, how you sound like, I'm still kind of getting adjusted to like how my voice is, because, you know, we take, you know, a year break, and we do our shows every summer, in the summer season. So, you know, it's just crazy listening back to what I've said, especially what my cousins have said, especially what D has said. D is just on a whole nother level of just out there. He asked us what our favorite season was. Like, who does that at the end of the show? But, you know, it's okay. We love him at the end of the day. Y'all, I see that we have a caller. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello, caller. Please introduce yourself.
Yes, this is L. Dot, oh. Your dad.
Oh. Oh, Dad. Hello. Hey, Dad. How are you?
What's
oh,
up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I heard you talking
did
about
a lounge. Did you enjoy the show?
Oh,
oh yes, please. We did talk about a lounge. Thank you so much. Thank you. I was. I was.
Again, wonderful show. Wonderful show. But
thank
I heard
you
talking much. About allowances. How old are you, Beth?
I was. Yes, sir.
How,
say that one
how
more
old
time.
Are you? How old are
I
you?
I am 21 years old. 21.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just, you know. How many bills you got?
As of
you
now,
sure?
None. Thank God.
Oh. Oh. What?
I did. I don't know if this counts, but I did have to pay rent at an apartment. I don't know if that counts.
You mean a place that you were supposed to live at 21?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Does that count as a, I was just saying, does that count as a bill? Does that not count?
I mean, okay. Let's just talk about your daily life. Do you
besides
have a car, Destiny? Do you have a car?
Yes, sir, I do. Amen. Yes, sir.
Do you have a car note?
Yes, sir, I do.
How much is your car note?
I believe it is around $300. I believe. My mother told me.
You believe?
I believe it's around $300.
Have you ever seen your car note?
No, sir, I have not.
Have you ever seen a bill?
I have seen a bill, yes, in the mail.
Oh, okay.
And actually,
okay.
I've
you
seen
know
my mom open
like.
It up.
Oh, okay.
I know, yes,
know
I know what they look like.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. So here's my thing. You did get an allowance. As a matter of fact, you're still getting an allowance. Me and your mom allow you to live here. We allow you to drive a car. We allow you to use electricity.
Yes, sir.
Internet. All of these things. That's all allowance. So for all the parents out there who don't necessarily break down the bread with their kids on a regular basis and say, here's your $20 allowance, it's in there. Trust me. You'd rather have it this way.
Yes, sir, and I'm very grateful. When we were talking about allowances, I did not know. Obviously, the scenario was of an adult. But when we were talking about allowances, I assumed that we were talking about as little kids. Like, for instance, my cousin Rye. Sometimes she got an allowance as she got an allowance as a little kid. You know, her mom would give her money for, you know, doing things around the house. But honestly,
yeah.
Like, I don't get it now. I have to call her and ask her and let her know. I mean, and, you know, call her and ask her. But when I thought we were talking about little kids. Again, the scenario was an adult situation.
So do you
situation.
Feel like you should have gotten an allowance?
No, I guess not.
Like
mean, you said,
well, here's the thing.
I am allowed.
So you remember your dance classes? You remember your dance classes?
Yes, sir.
That were, what, in Plano, and we lived in Grand Prairie at the time, Arlington?
Yes, sir.
So it was like, what, an hour away?
Yes, sir.
And it was like literally $10 in tolls both ways
yes.
to get there because it was off of a tollway. That was the only way to get there. So,
yes, sir.
Technically, if I gave you an allowance, that would mean that pretty much every time I gave you the allowance, you would owe it back to me.
I would.
Just to pay for gas and the toll to get you the dance.
Very valid
and
point.
And the food,
yes, sir,
you know. So,
well, to this point, when we were talking about the situation, when the situation was occurring, the husband lost his job, and the woman was about to leave the man. Say that one more time.
Yeah, I heard that. And the trifling wife.
The situation where D was talking about allowances, he said allowances don't exist in the black community. And T. Montana said, Marcus, her fiance, used to have an allowance as a little kid. He had an allowance growing up, $2 a day. So we transitioned from talking about their situation as adults to our situation.
I didn't get an allowance. I didn't mean that in any bad way.
I just said I didn't get an allowance. And then he starts talking about, you know, most people that get an allowance are not, black.
But D did get an allowance. D got an allowance. It just wasn't in the form of an allowance. All those basketball tournaments and stuff, AAU, $1,200, $800 here, all that's allowance, baby. Because, you see, I could pay you $20 a week, $10 a week, and you can figure it out when the coach say, oh, that's going to be $800. Oh, that's going to be $1,200 to go play in Vegas, and that's going to be – because I do recall B playing in some exotic cities when he was in the AAU.
Yes, sir, he did.
As well as T. Montana. So, like, all this stuff adds up. So – I know you don't have any kids yet. I know T. Montana does. I know D doesn't. But as you get older, you'll eventually have children. Realistically, life is a lot cheaper without kids. But because we love y'all so much, and because of the life, like the joy that you guys bring to our lives, it's actually a joy to be able to provide y'all with these different things. And it might not be in the form of a cash transaction, like here's $20 on Friday for washing the dishes. However, trust me, y'all get y'all allowance. Y'all gotten more than an allowance. Y'all gotten, heck, I don't even know what to call it, but it's a higher level than allowance.
Yes, sir. And I'm very grateful. So was my sister. Very, very grateful. We are very grateful. When I said I didn't get an allowance, that was just the statement I was making, agreeing with D. Obviously, we did get an allowance per your definition when I think of it that way. We did get an allowance because we were allowed to
I was just trying to clear it up for y'all. I don't want you walking around feeling like you know, you didn't get something as a kid when you got it in excess. So I was just trying to clear it up for you, you know. Want to make sure that you got it all together. You know what I'm saying? Good job. That's good. You made me see it a whole nother way.
So thank you very much.
Oh yeah, for sure.
D, we got to talk about this next time. We got to clear it up because I know his parents are probably listening and they might be wanting to give the same perspective. So yes,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for allowing me to live freely.
Oh, yeah. All of y'all are spoiled, but we love y'all the same.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All righty, everybody. Oh, well, all right. Is there anything else you would like to say, Dad?
No. I'll let you finish out your show. I love you. Bye.
I love you, too. All right. Thank you so much, L. Dad, so much for calling in. Again, if y'all want to call, tune into the next show. Let us know again. You can call us the number 563-999-3456, and you can press 1 and, be on air. Let me know what you think about the show, what we talked about, all that type of stuff. You want to give a shout-out, you want me to do a shout-out for your birthday or something, anything like that. Or if you want to do a shout-out, talk to my co-host, D or T. Montana. Talk to them about something. Let us know. But, yeah, thank y'all so much. I appreciate every single listener. Man, it's been a ride. As you see, all my parents that are on the line, thank you for allowing, your kids, and just to live freely. Or if they get an allowance, that's even better. That's awesome. It's amazing. But, yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I will see y'all next Friday. Y'all make sure y'all tune into the Ken and Rice Show tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, yeah, y'all have a great weekend. Peace out, y'all.
Des, you have another caller. Wait before you go. Destiny Brown.
Oh, I have another caller.
You do. You have one more caller. So I'm going to bring this caller right on in. Caller, you are live.
Oh, my goodness. What? Hi, caller.
Hello, Destiny World. I'm hype. I'm hype. I'm hype like that. It's hey. Listen, they told me I should give me a show, and guess what? I got me a show. I'm Destiny World. Destiny, this is D-Man and Mandy. How you doing?
Hey, Destiny.
Hi, how are you? I'm great. Thank you guys for calling.
Yes, we've been sitting here chilling like a bug.
Enjoying your show.
Enjoying your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What was y'all's favorite part of the show? I know there was a lot of moments, but what was y'all's favorite part?
Well, guess what? I'm gonna pick Beyonce and Rihanna.
Oh.
And I think there'll be a good versus battle.
Yes.
And of course, I'm gonna have to go and give it to Bobby Brown over Keith Sweat.
Right.
And I'm an old school bro.
Right.
And
exactly. But see, Keith Sweat was, I believe, he had more of a performance than Bobby Brown. No offense to Bobby Brown. I love Bobby Brown. But I just feel like Keith Sweat was more consistent throughout the
Destiny World. Destiny World. Can you see Bobby Brown in New Edition right about now in your head?
I was going to say on the show, they just announced they're doing a summer 2022 tour, and they're doing a Las Vegas residency. So he will be a part next summer.
Okay.
Either next summer or sometime in 2022. I believe it's the summertime. So around this time next year.
Well, we'll be in the building.
Yeah.
We talk will be all up in the building for sure.
Please. Please. If I can't go, y'all go for me, please. But yes, absolutely. Bobby Brown, I mean, once he got it together at the end. He was in the beginning, it was like, you know, it was good. And then once he played Cinderoni and My Prerogative and Every Little Step, when he played all that.
My Prerogative.
Hey.
You know. Who's the DJ over there? It's My Prerogative. Come on, DJ, help us out. It's Friday Night Hype.
Say Cassidy. I think and then it was a lot of funny moments though. It was a good show. I can't wait for who they bring on next.
Right.
I heard that they're trying to do one with Mary J. Blige and somebody else. I don't know who that somebody else is, but But Miss Mandy, what was your favorite part of the show?
Pretty much the same. I absolutely love the discussion. But I do have a question for you in listening to you guys. I know you do your research, but what do you know about T. Sweat and Bobby Brown? You know, that's a different air.
Hey, she's 21 years old.
Yes, she's 21, so, but babe, I mean, yeah, so what do you know about T. Sweat and Bobby Brown?
So basically,
now, you gotta tell me a little something. Give me a little something. What's your favorite song?
I'm trying. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying, Miss Mandy. All righty. So, me and my cousins, we actually attended a youth summer camp, and it was in downtown Dallas at this place called the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. And the year of, I believe it was, I have to check with my sister, I believe it was the year of 2018. We did an 80s and 90s musical. So it was basically a musical. We did, you know, monologues, dancing, singing. The camp was about a week, and basically the camp was us preparing for three shows. So we did a show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And actually, they are doing a Beyonce the musical this year. And they have a show tonight. They have a show, two shows tomorrow, and they have a show on Sunday. It's just absolutely amazing. If you go to their Facebook page, it's the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, and they should have, you know, the tickets and directions and all that, like the links for you to get tickets and all that stuff. It's absolutely amazing. I'm too old to do it. I would be, because I love Beyonce. Now that's somebody I absolutely love. But we did, we had to research about all the music in the 80s and the 90s. So we did Toni Braxton, we did Bobby Brown, we did My Prerogative, we just did so many songs. I remember, I was looking at I've always heard of My Prerogative, but I've never seen the music video. And so in the musical, I was a dancer. And so I was like, you know, let me look and see, you know, how they danced back in the day. I knew, you know, like in living color, like how they had, you know, the fly girls and, you know, they were the way they danced. Mm-hmm. But it was very specific in that music video, what they were wearing, how their makeup was, how their hair was. And so I had to look, you know, at the music video. And so I just went in this whole, like, world of, you know, Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, my mom, that's what my mom listens to, my grandma listens to, my aunt listens to. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. I didn't know who they were as a little kid, but when I got older and I was like, oh, I heard that song when I was a little kid. And I was like, oh, that's Bobby Brown. Or, oh, that's Keith Sweat. And I paid a lot of close attention to the Versus page. Because I really like the Versus battles they do. Sometimes, you know, it might not be like I saw the one with Tyler LaBelle and oh my gosh, who was it? And Gladys Knight. I loved that. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I loved it. I'm an old school. Mm-hmm. I think that's also it too. I like old school mm-hmm. music. So mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, you represented things really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you represented really well tonight. So great show, great show.
I'm trying to get my cousins as co-hosts. We were texting back and forth while we were calling, and they were like, "Yo, we're really funny. Like, we're actually really funny." I'm like, "I'm telling y'all. I'm like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, y'all are hilarious. So, thank y'all so much. It means a lot. It means a lot for y'all to listen. So, thank you."
Yeah, you wow. It's been a great show, and I know you probably only time took and got to go. But my other favorite moment of the show when you was talking about, I'm just gonna go and call it the gold digger. when you was talking about the man that lost his job and the lady said she gonna leave.
Yep. I felt so bad. Poor man.
I say she was just the gold digger.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That's just my take on it. Now you can write Destiny. You can write Destiny World about this. It's okay if I call you Destiny World, right? Yeah, I just see if she left when the money left, gold digger, gold digger, gold digger.
Right. I feel bad because it's just like she got the $10,000, or she was given $10,000, and then that was reduced to $3,000. And I said, it's still money, money, still money. Like she said, you know, it was in the middle of COVID. And, you know, it's just like that's a lot more than what other people have. I wish I got, right? You know. That, like, you know, if my husband was giving me that much money, I'm like, that would be, you know, crazy. But it's just like, if he doesn't, you know, have a job, why didn't you get a job? I know it's still hard to get a job during the pandemic. But I was so lost. I just felt bad. I felt bad for the man. And I feel bad for her because she really thinks
she was
that
in it for the money. It was all about the money with her.
Yes.
It was all about the money, you know.
Right. All about the love.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you
had
so
a great show tonight.
Great show.
Yeah, you had a great show
thank
tonight.
But thank y'all so much.
Yeah, we thought we'd chime in and you know, hang out with Destiny, you know, cause we hyped tonight. We on our way to the movies, Destiny.
I know that's right. It's Friday night hype. Yes.
It's Friday night hype. We hype like that. You know?
Hey, I know that's right. I know that's right, Mr. E-Man. Thank you so much, Mr. E-Man. Thank you so much, Miss Mandy. Y'all have a great
very
rest of y'all tonight. Have an awesome week. Thank y'all.
You
please
too,
tune in
too,
to the next
too.
One.
We'll see you next Friday night.
Yes, next Friday night.
We hype. We out, Destiny.
Hey, I know that's right. Hey, we hype. I like that. Y'all might have a little jingle for me. That's awesome. Yay. You guys, I love when you guys call in. Thank you so much, Mr. E-Man. Thank you so much, Miss Mandy. That was awesome. That meant a lot. And I like getting y'all's perspective. And, yeah, I'm just, you know, thinking of, you know, that old school music. I'm just old, so that's just me. I like listening to old school music sometimes. So, yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, and on top of that, you definitely have the gift to talk. So you're on the right track.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Hey, bye-bye. Y'all, Miss Kia D, do we have another caller, or is that all of our callers for today?
That we do have a lot more callers on the line, but Destiny, they are just hanging out on an incredible Friday with DB on the Friday Night Hype radio show. So, you know what I'm saying? We can close out with some music and rock on with the rest of the evening.
Hey, that sounds like a plan. Can you play that Yellow Beezy for me? Hey.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know you ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
WeTalkRadio.com Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Thanks for tuning in to WeTalk Radio Network.